Go back and check, Mac.
Amen.
We thank you for joining us this evening. Truly, 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 this is the day that the Lord, he hath made, and I will rejoice. How about you? Are you going to rejoice today and be glad in it, or are you going to let the devil have his way? When you serve a true and risen Savior as the one that I have, his name is Jesus, every day is a day of thanksgiving. Come on and glorify the Lord today. Did you hear what I said? Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Come on and glorify the Lord with me. Come on, let's magnify the Lord. Come on, let's exalt his name together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, bless his name. Though you may be tossed about with the winds and the storms in your life, you still have to give God the praise. You still have to give God the glory, because in him you live, you move, and you have your being. You have got to tell the Lord thank you. No matter what it looks like, it may not be working the way that you want it to work, but it's working according to the will of God. Oh, my God, my soul, do magnify the Lord on tonight. I am so happy in Christ today. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He sends the rain. He sends the snow. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. Oh, bless his name. I honor God on tonight and his son, Jesus Christ. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. It's a long sometimes. But I can face tomorrow because the master lives. I tell you, I am happy in Jesus alone. Truly again, I tell you, the psalmist said, this is the day that the Lord he hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? I'm asking you a question. Can you praise God when the chips are down? Can you praise God when things are going in the opposite direction of what your expectations are? Can you still tell God thank you? Can you still lift up the name of Jesus? Say, for God I live and for God I die. Can you still bless his holy name? I don't have any money in your pocket. How you going to pay your bills when all your money is gone? How you going to buy food and take care of your loved ones when your money is gone? Can you still tell God thank you at such a time as that? How can you tell him thank you when you got a loved one laying at the point of death? How can you tell him thank you? Oh, but you got to tell him thank you, because he's so high you can't go over him. He's so low you can't go under him. My God is so wide you can't get around him. You must come in at the door. I tell you, I've been popped up all day long. I've been lifting up the name of Jesus. Started this morning with a lady in hospice care. And I began to witness to her sister and tell her God can turn it around. He will always be like this. I had one to call me this morning that was contemplating suicide. So I'm standing on my balcony. I can't take no more. And I said, God, what do I do with this? Because you can say the wrong thing, them over. And God said, you will say nothing. You will do nothing. You will hold this phone, and you will listen, and you will wait till I tell you to speak. And I said, yes, God, I hear you. And as the young lady poured out her frustration, screaming and hollering, I can't take just held the phone as God had instructed me. But there came a break in her voice. God said, speak now, she'll hear you. And I began to quote scripture. I began to pump life into her brain. I began to minister to her brain, to her mind, until she broke. And she said, I hear everything you're saying. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I'm going through a circumstance. My husband is sick, but the work of the Lord has to go on. I can't stop because my husband is sick. That's even the more for me to get up and get to getting, because I feel like giving God the glory. I feel like giving God the praise. I feel like blessing his holy name because he's done so much for me. You can't tell it. Let me tell it. Mama, I'm going to get you on the thing in a minute. You can't tell it. Let me tell it what the Lord has done for me. Ah, no wonder David said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Ah, hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't know what he's done for me. I really love the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This has been a day that I had to praise God all day long. I had to pray all day long. My brother had to be sent from dialysis to go down to a hospital in Virginia because his shunt was not working, and it began to clot. And I thank God that the blood clot didn't hit his lung, didn't hit his heart. I got so much to thank God for. Oh, you don't know what he's done for me. Not in my seat. I feel good. I'm going to get my soloist on. Truly, this is the evening that the Lord he has made, and I will rejoice. I'll be glad when God allow my husband to return back to the Blog Talk Radio program, because he operates the computer, and with him operating the computer, he can see all of your numbers and let me know who was on the program. There's no name. We just go by the last four numbers, and we know that you're on the air with us. He also is able to control the controls with the computer, and he's able to open up your line when you push the one if you want prayer. But right now, we're not able to open the line because I don't do that. My husband took care of all of that. He said, I just want you to preach the gospel and pray for the people. I'll take care of the audio and the video. I'll do all of that. So it's good in a sense and it's bad in a sense. But soon and very soon, we will be back operating where you can hear my opening song and where we'll be able to put you on with you, your prayer request. But in the meantime, I'll do a corporate prayer for whatever your request is on this evening. It's in your mind. It's in your heart. God knows what your request is. So you don't have to tell me to pray for your special request, because I'm already asking God to do it for you. Now, without further ado, this young lady has been patiently waiting. She is my soloist, Mother Janie, and I love her to life. I got a chance to meet her in November. She's a precious soul. She's a precious gem. I love her to life. I don't love her to death. I'm not trying to kill her. I love her to life. I want her to continue to live on. And she sings for us here, radio. Gloria United Ministry is heard all over the world. Oh, bless his name. And she was telling me about her niece's service. She should have been with me when I started with my service. I had more prophets on praying for the people and prophesying to the people. I just gave everybody a break when the pandemic hit. But I'm going back to having my prophets back on with me shortly. Oh, bless his name. Mother Janie from Hollywood, South Carolina. People of God, hear ye her. Oh, bless his name, Mother. You're on air.
Good afternoon, everybody that's on the virtual line. First of all, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life. And Pastor Patricia, I must say, it was a pleasure meeting you too. You know, and we here in Hollywood are different ministers that I know. We are praying for you. We are praying for Dr. Scott. Matter of fact, as of last night, we had our virtual prayer meeting and Bible study. And at the end of this, they was going to close out with a prayer. And I interrupted and I said, Deacon Ravenel, I said, I don't want y'all to think y'all omit nothing, but y'all, we want to go down the line with the list of people that want to be on the prayer line. And he said to me, he said, Sister Lennon, he said, well, we know you've been on the line because you sing a beautiful song. And second of all, we know you were coming because you wanted whoever wanted to add it on. And he said, we do have Pastor Patricia Benisman and her husband, Dr. Gregory Scott, and we are going to continue to pray for them. So that was a blessing not only for them, but it was a blessing for me. We're not going to forget about him because we're going to continue to keep him at Anna Vesta in our prayer, which I know they are doing it. They are doing it. So not to prolong the time, I'm going to sing a piece of the song here. This song is No, Not One. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No else could heal all our soul diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Singing, Jesus knows all about our trouble. He will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Sing it. Jesus knows all about our struggle. He will guide us till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. And the other little piece I'm going to add on to it, it's a wonder what the Lord can do. You know, it's a wonder what the Lord can do. Yes, it's a wonder what the Lord can do. You know, he healed the sick. He raised the dead, gave sight to the blind. The lame began to walk. The dumb began to talk. It's a wonder, what the Lord can do. Yes, it's a wonder, what the Lord can do. Wonder what the Lord can do. Yes, it's a wonder, what what the Lord can do. Wonder what the Lord can do. Because he healed the sick. He raised the dead. Give sight to the blind. The lame began to walk. The dumb began to talk. It's a wonder. Wonder what the Lord can do. Yes, it's a wonder. It's a wonder what the Lord can do. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Again, God bless you, Mother. Thank you for those two beautiful songs. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. None else can heal all our soul's diseases. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he is the one that will guide us until the day is done. I mean, come on here now. You've not got to listen to what the words say. Jesus knows all about your struggle, and he's the one that's going to guide you until your day is done. No, 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 no. There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. And then she went on to add a little piece that she said to it. It's a wonder what the Lord can do. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He made the lame to walk. He made the dumb to talk. He made the blind to see. He got the victory. It's a wonder what the Lord can do. And as I was coming up in my church, in the Church of God in Christ, and we had a song, Mother, that we used to sing that says, he's a wonder in my soul. Jesus is a wonder in my soul. He's a wonder in my soul. Bless his name. Jesus is a wonder in my soul. Jesus is a wonder. He's a wonder in my soul. I tell you, he's a wonder in my soul. I'm gonna bless his name. He's a wonder in my soul. Oh, Jesus is a wonder. Hallelujah. He's a wonder in my soul. I know he's a wonder in my soul. I wanna bless his name. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, oh yes, 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 hallelujah. I feel Jesus. I feel him all over me. I feel Jesus all over me. For the rest of it, he's all over me, and he's keeping me alive. Oh, bless his name. Jeremiah said it was just like fire shut up in my bones. Ezekiel said he's a wheel in the middle of the wheel. It's a wonder what the Lord can do. Hallelujah. Not only that, Mother Janie, the Lord is baffling people. He is blowing their mind because he is making the lame to walk and the dumb to talk, the blind to see. Ah, it's a wonder what the Lord can do. I feel good down in my sanctified soul tonight. You, Mother, you always get things started. Thank you so much. God bless you. to the highest. Oh, hallelujah. Anyhow, before I get too far out here, I want to give honor. Of course, I've already given honor to God, and I didn't give honor to my husband in his absence. And I want to give honor to my sister, Sister Jackie, who's there in South Carolina, Hollywood. She's my advocate. She sends out the emails. She sends out text messages. If she got your number, look out. She's going to let you know. My sister's on the air at 7 o'clock p.m. Join us and be blessed. So I thank God for her. That is her ministry. All of us have a ministry inside of us, but it takes God to bring it forward. If it hadn't been for God putting me on Blog Talk Radio, my sister would not be walking in her calling. Now, she's not going to preach like I am, but she's carrying the gospel because she's an advocate inviting people to come hear the word of God. I know you heard it from this one, and I know you heard it from that one, and I know some of you got your own pastor that you go to church every Sunday, but come here. What God is saying to my sister, Pastor Patricia Ann with an E, Benjamin Scott. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. It's so good to know that God's got your back. My sister's also been dealing with a young man that we grew up with at home in New York, Brother Willie Green, and we thank God for him. Mother Janie, Brother Green calls every week from California. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon out there when we get on. It's 7 here, but it's a 3-hour difference. And for him to take out the time, that's love. That's love for him to get on. I know there's several preachers. One of my bishops is there in L.A., he just resigned, Bishop Charles Blake, who is the bishop of our Church of God in Christ all over. He was our bishop. He's retired now. But he's out in California with wonderful preachers and speakers. But he get on every week, and he let my sister know, all right, don't forget, tomorrow night I'll be on. But I understand that he has invited other people to get on and listen. And I just want to take this time to tell him thank you for being an advocate. Thank you. I will look for you all when I go on television shortly. Oh, bless his name. That's my next step. Hallelujah, anyhow. And I hear my sister said, I must tell you something before I forget it. And I said, what is it, sissy? And she said, Willie told me to make sure that I tell you that Mother Thelma Malone will be on the air with you on Wednesday night. And I do hope and pray, I wish my husband was here so that we could see Mother's number and get Mother on to speak to us on this. Mother Malone is 95 years old, Mother Janie, and she's a fireball coming up at First Church of God in Christ in Bridgehampton, Long Island, New York, where her pastor was superintendent, Garland Thomas. And I sang at Mother's church many, many Sundays, many, many Wednesday night services, all of that Tuesday night. We fellowship, we were sister churches, and Mother Malone was just a little fireball. Mother Thelma, I thank God because you're one of the ones, you and Catherine Spellman, are the ones that from church that's still in our midst. You're still in our presence, and we thank God for God keeping you as long as he has kept you. And I hope this will not be your last visit. I pray that I can get one of the other saints to run the computer for me so that we can open up the mic so that you will be able to bless us with a hello and the word of God. I tell you the truth. This is just an honor. I do hope, Mother, that you are on with us tonight. But I'm sure Brother Green will let my sister know whether Mother was on or not. But however, God bless you, Mother, for living. keep on being saved, keep on lifting up the name of Jesus. And you should see Mother when she get in her little dance. God knows she could get her little dance on. Mother Thelma Malone, God bless you, Mother. Live on, live on, live on. All right, we're going to go to the Word of God right now. My time and the hour is drawing nigh, and we just want to get a little word in here. I feel like I'm already, should be finished already, but however, let's get our Bibles. You'll hear music in the background. I've got my YouTube going, and the song that's being sang now. Can I get a witness? Can I hear from you? It's not disturbing me, the music. I hope it's not disturbing you. In fact, I will turn the volume down just a little bit. I had prayer this morning. I had church this morning with a lady in Maryland. I had a lady on in Virginia, in Georgia, and a lady on in Maryland. And while they were transacting business over my phone, I was walking around with my YouTube going, blessing God. And the lady in the office in Maryland said to the woman in Georgia, said, we can really have church. Because I was praising God off of praise is what I do. I lift my hands in praise. I bow to praise you for the good and the bad. I bow to praise you for the happy and the sad. I do hope my longtime friend, Brother David Lister, made it on the service tonight. God bless you, Brother David. I pray that you're on. If not, we hope that you will be with us on next week. Get the word to him from my sister. Also, my great-nephew, Brother Quan Grant, my sister's grandson, he's into rap, and I'm telling him that he needs to get into the Christian rap so that he can live for God. And I invited him to be on with us tonight, but I don't think he was quite prepared with a rap for Jesus. But I'll help him, give him some pointers and some Jesus scriptures, and he can put them together so that he can join us next week. You know, the Bible says train up a child. He's 18, but train up a child in the way it should go, and when it's older, it will not depart, meaning that the word of God will not depart from them that you heard from your youth. So, and he did go to church when he was a young man. So there's still some words of Jesus down on the inside. And I know the Lord worked with him because he will call me and he said, Auntie, please pray for me. I need prayer. So when a person say that, they recognize that they're nothing, but God is their everything. So I want to bless God for him tonight. And those of you that pray, please pray for my great nephew. I want you to keep him lifted up in prayer because there's a lot of trouble in the street. There's a lot of craziness out here in the street. My pastor was saying on Sunday that they got this new marijuana or something that these young people are involved with. Some of these old goats is involved too. But these young people, it's something that's called loud. They put something in it, whatever, called loud. Somebody explain that to me, what that stuff is. Loud, and it's blowing their minds. I mean, literally, they're losing their minds or their life. That's how strong and powerful that stuff is. So we pray our young people tonight, and for the old folk that have to have that same stuff in their life, we pray for all of them tonight and ask God to do a new thing in them, like it said in the book of Isaiah, for I will do a new thing in you. But you have to come to God, asking God to please God, turn me around, help me to turn my life around. He says, come to me just as you are. You don't have to put your cigarettes down. You don't have to put the pot down. You don't have to put the wine down. You don't have to put the alcohol down. Guess what? This is the big one. You don't have to put the sex down either. Just come to Jesus as you are. He is the one with his blood that can wipe all of your sins away. Where the soul, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Where sinners plunge beneath the flood, they lose all their guilt. So you can't clean yourself up, but you can bring your filthiness to Jesus. And Jesus is the one who will wash you whiter than snow. The reason why I'm talking about it is because I know about it. I'm not going by what somebody else said. I know what the Lord has done for me, and I know where he brought me from. So if he did for me, he can do it for you. Some he delivered from drugs. Some he delivered from alcohol. Some he delivered from sex. Some he delivered, watch this one, some he delivered from overeating. Oh, bless his name. To overeat is a sin. Oh, hallelujah. To overeat is a sin. Ah. Can I get a witness? Can I hear from you? He's been good. That's what they're singing in the background. Can I get a witness? Listen to this. Can I hear from you? Check this out. I tell you, they're cutting up. Can I get a witness? Can I hear from you? Are you a witness for God? Are you the one that's going to tell of the goodness of Jesus? That's what a witness does. A witness testifies to that of what they know. Do you know that God is a good God? Can I get a witness? Can I hear from you? Can you tell somebody what God has done for you? Are you a witness, a living witness? I got my own testimony. I don't have to go by what God did for mother. I can tell you what God has done for me. Can I get a witness? Can I hear from you? I tell you, my church is on a fast. So we're excited about God and what he's doing. Let's try to get this scripture in here again. Not going to keep you long. I was still early. It's just 7:31, and we're moving right up. Lord, Mother, thank you again for your melodious singing for us here. My brother-in-law plays keyboard, but when I can get my computer going so that I can put other people on, I'm going to ask my brother-in-law, will he accompany us with a little playing on Wednesday night, since his church is closed, but he might be doing Bible study online. I'm not sure. Hallelujah. Let's go to St. John. In the New Testament. St. John in the New Testament. And let's go to St. John, the 15th chapter of St. John, starting at the first verse. Oh, bless his name. Starting at the first verse. Jesus is speaking. He says, I am the true vine. Write it down, St. John 15:1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it. Oh, bless his name. That it may bring forth more fruit. We have to be chastised sometimes. We have to be cleaned up. I recall being in the country, and I watched the guys when they would come and do the yard, and here you got your flower bed with your shrubberies and all of that, and you got not only do you have your beautiful shrubbery and your beautiful flowers that you planted, but you also have a bunch of weeds. And the weeds is growing right along with your beautiful shrubbery and your flowers, and it can choke things out. So the person who owns the yard wants to see that the flowers keep on living and that the shrubberies keep on living. So they have to take and clean it up, get all the weeds from around it and make it look pretty so that it can expand, so that it can grow. And the Lord is saying tonight that I have to purge you so that you can bring forth more fruit. In other words, you can bring forth more life. You can bring forth more goodness. You'll be able to witness and tell somebody that I saved. You can tell somebody that I have made the day, and therefore they don't have to be sad in the day, but they can rejoice and be glad in it, for it is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. He has purged me. He has taken away the thing that doth stop me from bringing forth fruit, good fruit I'm talking about. You got bad fruit and you got good fruit. But this particular passage just says fruit. Hallelujah. Anyhow. And it says bring forth more fruit. So you brought forth some fruit, but you need to bring forth more fruit. Oh, hallelujah. Now you are clean. See there, that word is clean. You are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. It is the word of God that can clean you up. Won't he make you clean inside? Yes, he will. He will clean you up to a degree that you'll be squeaking clean. Oh, bless his name. Somebody will look at you and say, something is strange about him. Something has happened to him. I just saw him 3 days ago, but it's something about him today. He has a glow about him. Something is different about her. All that she's going through, but for some reason, she has a glow about her. She's clean through the word that God has spoken, through the word that Jesus has spoken. Let him speak a word to you tonight. Let him speak a word over you tonight. You will be clean through the word of God. His blood saves us, but the word cleans us. I'm clean through the word of God, because the word of God is what makes all the difference in our lives. Won't he make you clean inside? Yes, he will. Ah, hallelujah. I have an allergy, so I have a cough. Forgive me. He'll make you clean through the word of God. People don't like the word. They like singing. Oh, they'll listen to singing. They'll go to church as long as somebody's singing. They'll sit there. But as soon as the preacher get up with the word of God, that the enemy puts them to sleep. They're ready to take a nap, as my brother Melvin would say. They're ready to go night-night. At 11:45 on a Sunday, they're ready to go night-night because the singing has stopped. The word is coming to make you clean. The singing only entertains you. It only makes you happy. But the word should make you happy, but you see the word as a villain. I don't mind going to church, but I like the singing. But the preacher, he preached too long. I don't know, he shouldn't be up there talking that long. She shouldn't be up there talking that long. Why not? If you would get right and stay right, God wouldn't have to send such a hard message to try to get you back on track. If you stay fine-tuned in the word of God, the preacher can preach a happy sermon and everybody can go home soon. But as long as you're messed up from the flow up, God's trying his best to get you back in shape, get you back in order so that you can bring forth more fruit. So therefore, the preacher has to take more than 10 minutes to bring his sermon, because God is reaching out to you. You know Jesus cursed the fig tree because it was standing there looking like it had figs, but the figs were not there. So Jesus cursed just the one tree. He didn't curse them all, just that one. You don't want to be like that fig tree, sitting in church, look like you belong to God, look like you love hearing the word of God, and your fruit is dried up. You have no fruit. It's dried out. Why? Because the word has made you clean, but you don't want to hear the word. You want to hear, oh, how I love Jesus? Because he first loved me. You want to hear that? No, not one. There's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. You want to hear, won't he do it? Yes, he will. You want to hear all of that? But when the preacher get up to say, bless God anyhow, let us magnify the Lord together. Let us exalt his name. You ready to go to sleep? Your fruit is rotten. Because you don't want to come clean. Lord, I thank you. I'm just trying to prepare you to see Jesus. You can't see Jesus with no fruit. Your fruit has to remain. You can't be like the fig tree. You don't want the Lord to curse you. The fig tree really was a fig tree. But because it had no fruit on it and Jesus wanted something to eat, he cursed that tree for not bearing fruit. The tree was just standing there wasting time. It had no figs. So Jesus cursed that tree. Not all of them, just that one. And when they came back the next day, they looked and they saw that that tree was withered at his word. My God, today. But you have that same Jesus. He's not cursing you tonight. He's telling you, bring forth more fruit. I don't want to curse you. Bring forth more fruit. I need to see that your fruit is not rotten. I need to see that your fruit is there for a reason, to help somebody. I had fruit this morning to keep that young woman from jumping off her balcony. I had fruit. If my fruit had dried up, she might have jumped. Oh, bless his name. She might have jumped. Hallelujah. She might have jumped. Why? Because she called me for help. But I looked like I was a Christian. I looked like I was the preacher. I looked like I had the power. And I had no power. So therefore, my fruit was dried up. And she would have jumped. Hallelujah. You don't want to be sitting in God's house all these years. And you have no fruit. My God, today. Come on. Get right or get left. Get right with God. Old man, give God your life. Old woman, give God your life. Little boy, give God your life. Little girl, give God your life. I had a preacher that called me last Saturday from Florida. And she said, Pastor, I need you to pray because I have something to say. And I said, what is it, Pastor? She said, my cousin was taking his daughter, his little girl, to a little children's party. And on their way to the little children's party, a drive-by came through. And that little girl never made it to the cousin, the little cousin's birthday party. The bullet hit that child in the head and killed her. And you're listening to the sound of my voice. You don't want to fool around with dry fruit. If God should call you by way of bullet, you want to be ready to walk in Jerusalem just like John. You don't want to be caught alive with the devil and dead without God. My God, I just said something there. You don't want to be caught alive with the devil and dead with God. You need to reverse that thing. You need to curse the devil and then dry up from the root. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. For your goodness and your glory, they're singing now, I do worship you. For your goodness and your glory, I do worship you. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's move on. My time is drawing nigh. Now, verse number 3, you are clean to the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide, verse number 4, in me, This is Jesus talking. Abide in me. Hang out with me. Come on here. Get in me. And I get in you. Let me read it to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. Well, I started out with Jesus saying, I am the true vine. So you got to abide in the vine because you're a branch. And you get your nourishment from the vine. It's a lot of drive-bys out here. It's a lot of fires. If you notice, every time you turn your television on, not just as a fire, but it burnt down with lives being lost. You don't know where this is. Make sure you got enough fruit to enter into the kingdom. Should God allow you to go out by way of a bullet, allow you to go out by way of a fire, by an accident? Just 2 weeks ago, a man was sitting in his car, and the dash caught on fire, and all that was left of this man, when the paramedics got there and the fire department, all that was left of this grown man was his legs. The rest of his body was gone. Started his car. Most of us on this broadcast drive a car, and we just take it for granted that it's my key, my car. I got insurance. I got gas. I got tires. I got all. And I'm going where I want to go. But it's only by the grace of God that we're able to do these things. I don't remember the man, but I was friends once with his wife. And the man who got burned up, he is kin to Miss Les Cowell from New York, who's deceased now. But he's kin to Miss Les Cowell. Matter of fact, it's her great niece's husband who burned up in the car. Jesus, hallelujah! I pray that he had fruit. I pray that that man was dead with God and not live to the devil. For your goodness, Lord, I love you. Fruit of itself, accept and abide in the vine. No more can ye accept ye. Let's read this again. Abide in the vine. No more can ye, comma, except ye abide in me. Now, this is the Lord telling you. You can't do this without me. You need me. You got to abide in me. I am the vine. Jesus is letting you know. When you ask the question, well, who is the Lord? Who is God? Where does he come from? Well, where Jesus? We heard about him who was born through Mary. But where did he come from? But Jesus said, I am. Just like he told them back in the Old Testament with Moses. And he said, well, what will I tell them? What will I tell them? He said, tell them that I am. That I am. Maybe New York must think they I am because, you know, it's a city. They say it's so large that they had to name it twice. New York, New York. You don't know of any other city named double but New York. New York, New York. I guess they must have thought about the Lord and said that I am, that I am. So they said, I guess it's okay to say New York, New York. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Anyhow, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, look out now, he's talking about you. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye, underline this verse. Verse number 5. For without me, Jesus has said, ye, meaning you, as well as myself, can do nothing. You can't even sin because it's his air that you breathe. In him you live, you move, and you have your being. Even if you go and commit adultery or fornication, commit murder, steal, lie, what all of that? rather that you abide in him and use it wisely instead of using it for the devil. I'm almost done. Jesus. You can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, this is talking about me and you, he is cast forth as a branch, comma, and is withered. That's what he says you are. You're a branch that's withered. You ain't no good. You're good for nothing. You've seen trees and shrubberies that the leaves are dead on it, the branches are dead. And you know what? When you go there to prune that shrub, that dead branch, what does it do? It just snaps. Why? Because there's no life left in it. But that one next to it that's got a little color, try bending that branch. It won't break. It will yield. Oh, bless his name. You don't want to be a branch that snaps because you're dead. You want to be a branch that bends because you got life. The life of Jesus Christ on the inside of you. The hope of glory keeping you nourished, keeping you with water, keeping you with nourishment, keeping you pretty and beautiful. Where you're standing, you're alive and beautiful. Why? Because you're connected to the life giver. Oh, bless his name. I'm excited about the word of God. And men gather them. See, you're with it now, see? You're no good. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. He's back on that fruit again. You got to tell somebody about Jesus. You got to do like Brother Willie. You got to encourage people. Come and listen. Come taste and see that the Lord is good on Wednesday night on Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Patricia Benjamin. You got to come taste and see. He's working his fruit. He's working his fruit basket, y'all. He's encouraging you to come. Meet a man, his name is Jesus, on a Wednesday night. Come, meet a man named Jesus. He can set you free, because without him you are nothing. You are but a dead branch to be cast in the fire and burned. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glorify that ye burn, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Now you're following Christ, because you're bearing fruit. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, look out. That's one of the ones we don't like, keeping God's commandments. You shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. I will rejoice and be glad in it. God's joy remain in me because I'm connected to the vine. My fruit is not dead. My branch is not snapping, but it's bending, telling the Lord, thank you. Like the angels are bowing before him. You can bend. Oh, my stem. My stem will bend in thanksgiving, in adoration to the nourishment that God is providing me with. Thank you, sweet Jesus, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy, look at this. Now, this is what he's doing for you. That your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye, this is what Jesus is calling you in verse 14. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. There it is. And that your fruit should remain. In other words, it won't dry up. Like that fig tree. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, that's why we pray in Jesus' name. Because it said, whatever you ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, whatever you ask, the Father, Jesus is still talking, in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore, the world hateth you. Remember the words that I have said unto you, that the servant is no greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake. Oh, bless his name. For my name's sake. For my name's sake. Because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto you, I have not come and spoken unto you, then they had not sinned, but now they have no cloak for their sin. Oh, my God, this is so beautiful. The word of God is so beautiful. I'm almost done. Just a few more, and we'll close out. Oh, thank you, sweet Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. But this, thank you, Jesus. Now, the screen want to run and hide. I tell you, the enemy is crazy. Come on, let's just bless God. Come on, tell the Lord thank you. Tell God thank you. Don't let this, that's just because we're going to finish this. Yes, we are. We're going to finish this. Oh, yes. And I will. The screen is running back to verse number one again. Lucy and Satan. We're going to finish this. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. I speak not of you all, know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth bread with me have lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you, before it come, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me. Come on, Lucia. The screen has flipped again. Hallelujah. This must be for someone tonight, and the enemy don't want them to hear this. Jesus. Let's go back. My. Somebody, please pray. Please pray. Done these things to whom him? The people, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead. Bear record. For this cause that people also meet him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees, therefore, said among themselves, perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Question mark there. Behold, the world is gone after him. Verse number 20. And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came, therefore, to Philip, which was of Bethesda of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. Philip cometh and telleth Andrew, and Andrew again, and Andrew, and Philip telleth Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He wants to tell you all about this fruit tonight. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. If any man serve me, let him follow me. You hear that? Follow Christ. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. May the Lord add a blessing. And for the word of God is already blessed. We will finish this. Where did we stop at tonight? On 27 or somewhere in there? You all have to keep up with this stuff. Thank you, sweet Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of his Holy Spirit, we thank you, Jesus, for another day. And God, for everyone that is on this call tonight, you know their every need. You promise to supply our needs. Now, God, whatever their prayer request on their heart is tonight, for I'm not able to open up the line and get their request directly, but you're the one that's going to fix it anyway. So as long as you know, Father God, what they stand in need of, I thank you already for doing it. For you just told us that if we abide in you and that your word abide in us, for we shall ask what we will of the Father, and it shall be done. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask tonight that you release your divine power. I ask that you release healing. I ask that you release finances. I ask that you release your Holy Ghost, because some on this line is not filled with your Holy Ghost. God, they need the Holy Spirit so that their branches will stay moist and not snap off the way the devil wants. God, fill them with the Holy Ghost. Let them seek after you. God, don't let them just come after you for good things, but let them come after you seeking, God, I need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. For you said, follow peace with all men, holiness without no man shall see the Lord. So I ask, God, if they're on this line and they need to be saved, I ask that they would repent of their sins. So, Father God, come into my life. Forgive me, for I am a sinner. And God, save me, for I want to be saved. And if you said those words, you are saved tonight. Live and abide in him. Now that you are saved, abide in the vine, because you're now a branch in the vine. Get your nourishment, your nutrition from the Word of God. Pick up your Bible and read it. Put YouTube on and let the music saturate your house and run the devil out in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you that you have heard my cry. I thank you, God, that you turned the suicide around today. I thank you, God, that you turned the blood clots around today. I thank you, God, for all that you've done to me today. Thank you for allowing us. Yes, we're over our time on tonight, but we thank you anyhow. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, the prayer request. Lift up your prayer request to God, for his ear is open unto you. For I've gotten God's attention on your behalf. And now tell God thank you, because he heard what's on your heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, work with that pain. Take that pain away from my sister, Jesus. Work on her body, God. Make her new in you. Help her to say, yes, Lord. What must I do, God, so that my fruit will remain in the name of Jesus? And God, a special prayer for our mother, our church mother, Janie. God, we thank you for her strength and her body the more, and her household. Oh, God, I bless you. And to our mother, Thelma, God bless your mother. May God continue to strengthen you and keep you until the appointed time. For we shall not all die, but those that are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. God, let her be a caught up vessel. In Jesus' name I pray. And God, I thank you for healing my husband's body. I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. It belongs to you. For healing, you said, is the children's bread. And God, I thank you for the daily bread that you have given us on tonight. Oh, God, every household that's represented and every family member that they're connected to, God, cover them. Give them some fruit if they don't have any. And God, help it to remain in Jesus' name. And I also have a special request for my God, Brother John Mosley. His wife had to be rushed to the emergency room this morning, for her heartbeat was lower than 30. I pray that God, you allow Pastor Deborah Mosley to live and not die. In the name of Jesus, she's a soldier in your army. God, give her her fruit on tonight. Don't take her home. Let her fruit remain, God, that she'll be able to help others in the vineyard to keep their fruit moist. And give my God, Brother John Mosley, strength to endure in Jesus' mighty name. And it is so. Thank God. I shall see you all next week at the same place, at the same time, 7 p.m., working in the vineyard. Whatever is right, the Lord will pay. God bless you, dears.